I don't cook much meat, so nobody but me, I don't eat much meat.
And you say, at the table, you can get by with just one knife, but mm-hmm. in the kitchen, you need several.
Yeah.
Several.
Butcher knives?
Uh-huh. And if the dishes were dirty, you'd say, I have to
wash my dishes.
And after she washes the dishes, to get the suds off, what does she do?
Scald them. Pour hot water over them.
Uh-huh. Or another way of saying that, to get the suds off, she... You could say she scalds them, or you could say she...
rinses.
Okay. And the cloth or rag you use when you're washing the dishes?
That's a dish rag.
What about when you're drying them?
Dish towel.
And to bathe your face with, you have...
washcloth.
Huh?
A washcloth.
You ever hear any other name for that?
No, I don't believe. Wash rag or washcloth.
And to dry yourself, you have a...
bath towel.
And
for you... just wash your face, you have a face towel.
Uh-huh.
I've got a little one, it's about so long that I use for that.
That's a whole lot smaller than
mm-hmm. a bath towel, a great big thing.
Say if you wanted to pour something from a big container into something with a narrow mouth to keep it from spilling out, what would you use?
Funnel.
And if you were driving horses and wanted them to go faster, you could hit them with a...
buggy whip.
Uh-huh. And nowadays, if your lamp wasn't burning, you might have to screw in a new...
You'd have to put in a new wick.
Uh-huh.
I've got that up there for... in case the lights go off. I can light it.
What would you have to put in an electric light?
Bulb. Light bulb.
You mentioned though that you'd raise sugar cane.
Yeah.
What would you make with that?
Syrup.
Any other name for syrup?
Not that I know of.
What about molasses?
Molasses, that's right, it is.
What's the difference?
I don't know.
You just call it syrup around
just
here?
Just call it syrup. All the molasses I ever saw was dark.
Mm-hmm.
And syrup is light.
Mm-hmm. Does it taste a little different?
Yes, it does taste different.
How would people grind the cane into syrup?
They have a mill and they hook a horse to them. Well, that is the old-timey way. You hook a horse to them. Pole and drive it round and round and keep that cane going through that mill. Runs the juice off into a barrel or of some kind.
Mm-hmm.
And they put that juice in a vat and cook it down to syrup. I used to love to go to the syrup mill.
Would one person in the town have the mill or whatever?
No, it would be out in the country.
Uh-huh.
Well, most anybody could have one if they was able to buy one. There was one over on in the Shady Grove community where we used to live.
Mm-hmm.
It was a syrup mill. I used to love to go to that syrup mill. I could just drink cane juice.
What does cane juice taste like?
It's good. It's just sweet.
Uh-huh. It's not thick.
No, it's not thick. It's just like water.
Uh-huh. You know, after the grind of cane, what would they call that stuff that has left over? You know, after you grind the cane and the juice is all
pulp.
Out. Uh-huh. Did you ever hear any special name for that?
Cane chews.
Huh?
Cane chews.
Chew?
Yeah. That's not right either, but that's one thing people used to call it.
How'd it get that name?
I don't know. They have all the juice mashed out of it.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear it called bag ass?
I have, but not... we didn't know it as that when I was growing up.
Uh-huh.
I think that's what they call it down in South Louisiana.
Yeah, I think that is a French word. But mm-hmm. What would you, if you wanted to buy some syrup or molasses or something at the store, what would it come in?
Come in little buckets, mm-hmm. little cans or bottles.
Did you ever hear the expression, a stand of molasses or a stand of lard?
No. I guess most anything that you keep it in would be called that, though. Mm-hmm.
Do you ever use the word stand?
Mm-mm.
And something that, well, you mentioned a barrel, the things that run around the barrel to hold the wood in place.
That's a hook.
Uh-huh.
Barrel hook.
And something that nails used to come in.
That's a keg.
And on a water barrel or a beer keg, the thing you turn to get the liquid.
That's a spigot.